looking at quarterbacks in specific, not specific players, but when you're trying to evaluate these guys, you're looking at them, what's the most important thing you look at?
I think there's a lot of pieces to the puzzle, but for me, the number one and the most critical variable is a kid's ability to make decisions, processing speed. How quickly can he decipher what's going on, what's happening, what's the defense doing, where's the rush coming from? So how much information can you process in 2.5 seconds? The really good ones, they process a lot. And it's not just the 2.5, it's the 5 seconds of the line of scrimmage. It's the while you're standing in the huddle and you make the call, you're mentally kind of going through, if I get this, here are my options. If I get this, here are my options.
Does this help you when you're at a situation like this where you can maybe look at a guy like a Garoppolo? You can quiz him a little bit in these meetings at night and you get a better feel for that?
There's a bunch of ways that you can interview a young man to figure out how much football he actually knows.
You could probably know a lot about a guy in about 90 seconds.
I will say that. I will say that when you do have the conversation with him, you can figure out. And there's two things. There's a lot of guys that can talk football. There's not a lot of guys that can play football. There's a difference, again, processing information. So if you put them on the board and you say, okay, draw trips right, drop this route, drop this coverage, where are you going with the ball? He's kind of taking his time to filter through to figure it out.
How do you measure leadership in a quarterback when you're trying to evaluate a guy and look at him? Is he going to lead your team? Is he going to be the guy, the franchise quarterback for the next decade? How do you tell that in a situation like this and through the meetings and the combine and everything? How do you get a feel for that? Do you talk to other coaches? Do you get a feel yourself? Do you talk to other guys you're working with, the scouts?
There's a lot of ways to distinguish and measure different pieces of the puzzle that people would generally think are unmeasurable. I think specifically when you're at an All-Star game like this, it's the things in between plays that mean more than the actual practice performance to me at certain times. You know,
so you're looking at body language for these guys out here.
It's body language, but it's also a command. It's the guy that when he steps in the huddle, the guys start to, you know, really come on and perform for him. It's the pieces of the puzzle, like I said, that you can't get. If you watch right now, you got guys like Logan Thomas out there going around talking to other people, shaking hands.
So you're noticing that. I mean, he's.
I'm paying
they're
attention.
They're doing one-on-ones right now, and you're doing an interview with me, and you're focusing on these guys. I mean, that's impressive to be able to see that he's going to these other guys and you know, talking to his wide receivers about what's coming up.
See, but then again, right now he's a connector. He's the only one that he's initiating the camaraderie aspect of the game. He's pulling his teammates in. He's building camaraderie for the group. And now it'll be interesting to see how the guys respond to him. Do the guys play better with him? Do they want to work when he's in at quarterback?
So are you watching what guys are doing right now?
I am, but who's talking to coaches? Who's talking about a moment of getting better? Who's just hanging out by themselves? Who's actually again, there's a circle in the middle of the field of guys that are discussing stuff with certain aspects of the coaches. There's another group of guys that are just kind of standing and milling on their own. There's other guys that are involved in the actual piece of the puzzle. The quarterback's over here getting coached up. And again, two of the three are. The other one, Taj Boyd, is over there talking to another coach. So it doesn't mean he's not working in his craft. He may be working on something different. He was down doing 9-on-7. So getting different looks, making different reads. Guys are trying to perfect their craft. And you got to be aware of who's actively trying to get better.
How good of a quarterback do you have to win?
If you have the right guy, if you have a special guy at his position, he can cover up holes. Some guys can cover up holes, some guys, the average fan will call the guy a game manager, but to me, game managers can have success. If your whole season hinges on one person, I don't think that's the way you want to build your roster or your franchise. Yes, everybody wants a franchise quarterback. If you really break it down, there's probably, 6 to 8 guys in the league at any one time that can win a game based upon who they are exclusively, independent of the rest of the team. Yeah, do you want to be one of the lucky ones? Absolutely. But again, I think it's identifying guys that make those people around you better and get the most out of them. It's about distributing the ball on time, in rhythm, allowing the offense to work. Because again, the NFL is chess, it's not checkers. So it's not just about putting the most talented guys out there. It's about putting guys out there that can operate and execute.